A court in New York has overturned a landmark guilty verdict against film producer Harvey Weinstein. In 2020, Weinstein was found guilty in a Manhattan trial of rape in a case that sparked the global Me Too movement. We've been speaking to New York-based journalist Harriet Alexander. She began by explaining that the ruling by the New York Court of Appeals was achieved at the tightest possible of margins.
So yes, it was definitely a tight verdict. And actually, when you read this 17-page decision, you can really see them agonizing over it. It's a 7-member panel on the New York Court of Appeals. 4 of them are women, and it was 4-3 voting in favor of overturning the conviction. And essentially, what they were arguing is that they found that Weinstein had not been given a fair trial, that the prosecutors had pushed it too much by allowing women who said that they had been attacked by Harvey Weinstein to testify in court, but they were testifying in support of the women who brought charges. They were not actually being charged in relation to this case. Mm-hmm. And they also found that the fact that the judge allowed the prosecution to question Weinstein against about all sorts of previous acts, that dissuaded him from testifying in his own defence, and they found that was also unfair.
So is it clear at this stage, Harriet, that there will be a retrial?
Well, the prosecutor, the district attorney here in Manhattan, he has said that he does intend to go for a retrial. And actually, the key woman in this, a woman called Mimi Haley, she has said that she is willing to go through it again, which, I mean, it's really quite remarkable because, I mean, I sat through that trial. I covered it in 2020, and it was really quite harrowing, Brian. It was pretty awful to see these women being forced to relive it and to be really hauled over the coals by Weinstein's legal team. And it does indeed look set that they're going to go through it all again.
And what about the immediate future for Harvey Weinstein? He remains in prison. He's not being released, quite obviously.
No, he certainly remains in prison. What is key to this also is the fact that he was convicted in December 2022 by a court in California on allegations that he raped a woman in a Beverly Hills hotel. And so what is going to happen procedurally is that he will be brought from the prison that he's in upstate New York. He'll be brought before a judge here in Manhattan just for the procedural aspects of it. And then it's likely that he will be sent to prison in California to begin that sentence. And, you know, while that is happening, they will be preparing the trial here in New York. But while that is happening, his legal team is also working to try and get him off the California charges. So, you know, if that happens, then he would actually be a free man.
And what is the reaction to this, Harriet? The conviction was a pivotal moment, wasn't it, in the Me Too movement? What have people associated with that been saying? What's been their response?
Well, actually, Weinstein's legal team referenced that yesterday. They said that he was the face of a movement, and he was being tried on behalf of all men who, you know, everywhere who had been accused of uncomfortable behaviour. And, you know, there has been a lot of anger, I think, a lot of upset, a lot of shock that this has been overturned. I mean, Weinstein's legal team, of course, said it was a good day for America because it shows that no matter how unpopular you might be among the general public, you are still treated equally in the eyes of the law. That's their interpretation. But the women who accused him have spoken out of their disappointment, their shock, their sadness. Interestingly, the prosecutor, the Manhattan district attorney, who's now retired, Cyrus Vance, he said that he felt that the women had been let down by the justice system. So coming from a prosecutor, that's pretty damning.
Harriet Alexander speaking to us a little earlier from New York.